Uwe, your team just came up short at the last hurdle. What's your emotion like at the minute?
I'd be proud. Very thankful, humble to my players, to the club, to the supporters. Monumental effort this season. Played 58 games. The last two was probably two too many, especially in the playoffs where you face very high quality, where you face a real intensity, and going through Bradford City's team, there was a lot of experience in the team, and we lacked a little bit of energy. We, unfortunately, in the end of the season, the last 2 months, we had too many injuries. Players coming back not really 100% fit, and throw them in that sort of scenario, it's very hard then to be immediately at your best. And we lacked a little bit of energy, but monumental effort in the end. Bradford City had been the better team, and we wish them all the best. And we accept that, and we be humble. But in the end, we lost over two legs, where we were a little bit second best. We lost on the set piece, you know, and that shows that we gave everything, but it was just not enough.
Do you think that's where the difference was? There's nothing between these two teams across the two legs.
They've been better. They've been better than us. We have to accept that. They had, especially in their home games, they had a few chances. But today, the emphasis was on us. We needed to create more, but we didn't have the energy to. When you have to be great, when you be fluent, you have to move a lot. You have to give a lot of options on the ball. But for us, man for man, Bradford was today better on the pitch. Apart from Kyle Dempsey, I think Kyle Dempsey, especially in the first half, he really, really stood up to the occasion.
Players and fans and staff all look forward to playoffs. It's the cruelest way to bow out of a promotion race in some ways.
I think for us, I said that and I really mean it. It's a fantastic experience. I had the same thing with Brentford. You need to be first there. You need to also fail, but I wouldn't call it failing, but you need to have those experience to the next time to do better. And I think not only the players, not only the coaches, is also the whole club. Yeah, the next time we are in there, we were better prepared in everything. And we have to now, after end of the week, I have to speak to Andy, speak to Greta, and find out what the expectations are next year. I have to find out what the framework is we have to work in, and in those, under those conditions, we have to recruit. We have to understand that the expectations rising from our supporters, rightly so, after such a monumental season. And we have to be sure that we're going in the next transfer window, or finishing the next transfer window in the summer, to increase our quality again, because we want to be there again. We want to be hopefully fighting in the top 10. So that is my own ambition. And I'm sure that is also the ambition from Andy.
Yeah, the supporters of the club, when they listen to this and hearing you talking about next season and talking to Greta and people like that, they're going to be massively encouraged, because they're rightly going home tonight, worried whether you're going to be in the job in August.
No, I think there's a clear message. I have 1 year more contract, and I'm sure the club will talk to me regarding my future, and then we see what happens. I'm planning, and you can ask Greta. We already had started to plan. We already had put things in place, but the last 2 weeks I was so focused on the playoffs, but now take 2 days off, 2 days sleep, and then from Wednesday on we send the players to their holiday, their well-deserved holiday, and we starting for next year.
It's important that people don't just look at this. It's important that people look at the bigger picture of where Fleetwood have come from last season's finish to where we are at this moment in time.
I think we wasn't at our best in the playoffs, so that can happen, especially when you had those injury problems like we had. We couldn't rotate, especially up front, and Borley was running a little bit empty on gas. Ash Hunter is a massive ask to start games on that level and to win promotion to the championships. He's a fantastic player, now and then starting and coming from the bench, and Devante coming back from injury and West coming back from injury. I was so glad to have them. But obviously they were not on the same level when they got injured. So because that needs time. And we have to accept that. We can't change that. That is sometimes you're very unlucky. with the impact injuries we had, but the team always find a way, and now we were in the playoffs. Great experience for us, great experience for all those young players to play at Bradford City in front of 20,000 under enormously amount of pressure, psychologically but also physically on the pitch, and to stay up and be counted. I'd be so proud of my players, so proud.
Well, it was good to see the players come here, and the ground be full, and the atmosphere yes. be fantastic at the home game, the supporters turning out, and the players just gave absolutely everything in that 90
For
minutes.
For me, that warmed my heart when I saw that our supporters stood there and really applauded the effort of my players, not only today, because we tried everything today again, maybe not always the right way, but we tried, but I think they were genuinely happy of what they've seen this season, and I think that was a great reception from our supporters to our players, and that really warmed my heart, and I can only say thank you for that.
You said you've got a couple of days now of reflection, time to chill out a little bit and then look at the planning. Unfortunately, that probably means that at some stage you're going to have to announce a retained list of people who aren't maybe going to be at the club next year, and, you know, people who are going to be offered. We've got people who've been offered contracts. Is there any news on any of those that you can tell us?
No, I think that is Greta's job. I think it's important, like you said, we need to finish this season proper. We need to tighten things up. We need to be a top professional. We have to speak to players. Sometimes uncomfortable talks I have to have, but we can't shy away. Everybody deserves an opinion, a clear answer, and that is what we do on Wednesday. And then the players go on a well-deserved holiday. I think it's very important that they get physically and mentally refreshed, because one thing I can promise, the level for me, what I demand from the players will not go less.